Chapter 135. One-eyed man looked round at him earnestly, from time to time, and at length said, I think I've seen you before. Apostrophe, I don't recollect you, apostrophe rejoined Mr. Pickwick. I dare say not, apostrophe said the one-eyed man. You didn't know me, but I knew two friends of yours that were stopping at the Peacock at Tansville, at the time of the election. Apostrophe, oh, indeed. Apostrophe, apostrophe, exclaimed Mr. Pickwick. Yes, apostrophe, rejoined the one-eyed man. I mentioned a little circumstance to them about a friend of mine of the name of Tom Smart. Perhaps you've heard them speak of it. Apostrophe, often, apostrophe, rejoined Mr. Pickwick, smiling. He was your uncle, I think. Apostrophe, no, no, only a friend of my uncle's, apostrophe, replied the one-eyed man. He was a wonderful man, that uncle of yours, though, apostrophe remarked the landlord shaking his head. Well, I think he was, I think I may say he was, apostrophe answered the one-eyed man. I could tell you a story about that same uncle, gentlemen, that would rather surprise you. Apostrophe, could you? Apostrophe, apostrophe said Mr. Pickwick. Let us hear it, by all means. Apostrophe, the one-eyed bagman ladled out a glass of negus from the bowl, and drank it, smoked a long whiff out of the Dutch pipe, and then, calling to Sam Weller who was lingering near the door, that he needn't go away, unless he wanted to, because the story was no secret, fixed his eye upon the landlord's, and proceeded, in the words of the next chapter. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.